Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Expect a Miracle with Richard Roberts podcast. I'm here in our television studio today, which is unusual. I'm usually upstairs in the office. We're here in the studio because we've been doing television programs. And normally, I have a very special guest with me, but today I'm going solo, all right? And it's because of the subject that I want to deal with. You know, in the days in which we're living, with all that's going on, with the pandemic, with the fear, with the worry, with the anxiety that many people are experiencing, with the imaginations running wild, there seems to be a shortage of the word that I'm going to use, and it's called peace. A well-known actor was asked the question, with all of your movies and successes, and all your fame and all your fortune, what do you wish you had that you don't have? His reply was, I wish I had peace. Well, is that how you feel? This is how so many people feel today. Many have great success, and they may have lots of money, and they have all the necessities of life, it seems, but they are missing a key ingredient. They're missing peace. I looked up the word peace in Webster's dictionary, and the definition is a state of quietness or tranquility, freedom from disturbance, agitation, applicable to society, to individuals, or to the temper of the mind. Now, for me, true peace is being free from the effects of stress, and I think stress is one of the biggest problems that we face in our nation and in our world, for that matter. I believe peace can also be defined as a deliberate state of spiritual calm. A spiritual calm. It's a decision that we can make to go into agreement with God's Word, where the Lord says in His Word that He has not given us a spirit of fear, but instead He's given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Now, you can find that in 1 Timothy 1, verse 7. Living in a peace-filled life, doesn't that sound good? It's so important. And we're told that in the book of Psalms. Psalms tells us that we are to seek peace and to pursue it. Sadly, peace doesn't usually just come to us. Most of the time, we find ourselves having to run after it. And as I said earlier, the world today is filled with fear. Fear of the unknown as well as fear of the known. Fear of sickness. Fear of disease. Fear of dying. Fear of failure. Fear of commitment. Fear of no commitment. Fear of rejection. Fearing of being left alone. Certainly fear of financial loss. And I guess the list could just go on and on and on and on. But God never meant for you, He never meant for me, He never meant for us to live in a constant state of worry or anxiety. He doesn't want the cares of life to get the better of us. The Bible tells us that the Lord will give us strength to His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. I think you could find that in Psalm 29. You see, it's God's desire that we have His peace and His strength for every situation that we may face. Now, what's the source of fear? Well, there's only one source. Fear is from the devil. It is a well-oiled tool that the devil uses to paralyze the spirits and minds of God's children, to keep us from reaching our full potential. It hinders us from trusting the Lord as the source for everything in our lives. And a fear can literally overtake us when we look to people or when we look to things and make them sources and we leave God out. However, as His child, we can rest assured that He will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And He'll never leave us alone to face the challenges of life by ourselves. He'll never abandon us. His desire is to help us just as He has promised in His Word. And you can find that in the book of Joshua and in Hebrews. I'm giving you kind of a Bible lesson. I hope you're writing those scriptures down. The Bible tells us that Jesus is the Prince of Peace and goes on to say, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." That's Isaiah chapter 9. Jesus went to the cross so we could have salvation, healing, deliverance, and so that we could live in his peace. In fact, that's why Jesus came to the earth, to make it possible for us to have peace with God. The Bible says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." That's Romans chapter 5. And in Ephesians chapter 2, the Bible says, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." Wow, these are very powerful scriptures. Hope you study them out. Our peace, your peace, my peace, our peace begins when we put our faith in Jesus and ask him and receive him as Lord and Savior of our lives. His peace is a wonderful peace. It's not the kind of peace the world offers. It's not Calgon, take me away. No, it's a godly peace. A peace that passes all understanding. And by the way, there's somebody watching right now. You've got pain on the right side of your back and you're being healed right now. Even as I'm talking about peace, your back is being healed. If that's you, make contact with us. Call the Abundant Life Prayer Group right now at 918-495-7777 and have them get a message to me so I can know you just received that healing. Now, I'm talking about peace. It's a peace found in no one except Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace. Now, fear, we know it comes from the devil. Fear is a terrible thing. It robs us. Fear robs us of our sense of peace. It robs us of our sense of well-being and joy in the Lord. And when we don't deal with it properly and give it to God, it causes us to struggle. Even when things are good, it can hinder us from staying firmly connected to God when we need him the most. The book of Isaiah chapter 26 tells us that you, that is God, will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. And Philippians, the book of Philippians chapter 4 says, "Be anxious or worried not, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests," that is your prayer requests, "let your requests be known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Remember this, fear is a spirit. And not only can you resist fear, you can also command it to leave you. So don't let the devil deceive you. Walking in faith gives you a Bible right to speak to fear and tell it to get out of your life. Speaking and praying God's word over our circumstances is another powerful way to use our faith and to bring the peace of God into any and every situation. Remember the scripture in Mark chapter 11, I think it's the 22nd and 23rd verse. It tells us to speak to mountains or problems or fears or anxieties and to cast them into the sea. Tell them to be removed from your life. And God's word is so powerful. It has life in it. And it brings life to dead situations and health to sick bodies. It restores broken hearts and damaged relationships in every area of your life. And as we sow our seeds of faith, our financial seeds to God, our time and our energy, our resources, it can bring prosperity and wholeness in every area, spirit, soul, and body. By keeping our focus on Jesus, the one who gives true peace, and as we speak his word over our lives, we make a way for his power to reshape, literally to reform and reshape the situation that we're in. Now, the question is asked, what should we be praying? And what should we be thinking about if we desire God's supernatural peace? What should we be doing? Well, the Bible solution to dealing with worries that steal our peace is to turn to God in prayer, in praise, in worship, and in trust, trusting Him with our cares, with our concerns, as the Bible says, casting all your cares upon Him. Why? Because He cares for you. Here's another scripture, 1 John 4:18. Perfect love, I love this scripture, perfect love casts out all fear. When we know deep down in our heart that God loves us with an everlasting love, that knowledge helps us to hold on to peace and not let go, no matter what we face, in every situation. Remember, we can trust in God with perfect confidence because His love and power are greater than anything that can come against us. Refreshing our minds every day with God's Word, reading the Bible, meditating on Scriptures until it becomes a part of us. That helps us to rest in His promises. And keeping our prayer life going strong. That's our 24/7 open prayer line communication with God, praying in the Spirit. Keeping our focus on God's Word and standing in faith for His Word to play out in our lives. And then seeing it happen. What's that going to do? Well, it's going to build up your faith. It's going to strengthen you. These things, the Bible says, I have spoken to you that in me you may have peace. Those are the words of Jesus. For in the world you will have tribulation. You're going to face problems. But be of good cheer, He said, I have overcome the world. That's John 16:33. Now, if you missed everything I've said so far, know this. The supernatural peace of God is not based on our circumstances. No. It's not based on how we feel, or what resources we have in the bank, or what natural abilities we may or we may not have. It instead is an enduring, God-given peace based on the fact that He loves us. It's a peace that helps us press forward in faith, not in doubt, not in fear, but in faith, no matter what comes against us. And I'm praying right now for the peace of God that passes all understanding to be your portion. By the way, someone else who's had pain that shoots down your leg from your knee down your leg, you're being healed right now in the name of Jesus. If that's you, I want you to call the Abundant Life Prayer Group and let me know who you are. The number to call is 918-495-7777. Father, in the authority of the name of Jesus, I come against every fear. I come against every doubt, every worry, every anxious moment. I come against it in the name of Jesus. And by faith, my friend, by faith, I send His peace toward you. And I'm praying right now that you would listen to this podcast over and over and over again, and especially take note of the scriptures that I gave. We very carefully picked out those scriptures because I believe they will help you to get the kind of peace that you really need in your life. And to help you, I have so much more to share that I don't have time to share in this podcast. I have a little booklet called Pursuit of Peace. It's got much, much more detail in it, and I pray that it will be a blessing, and I'd like to give it to you. It's free. There's no obligation. Just simply go to oralroberts.com/bookstore. That's oralroberts.com/bookstore. Pursuit of Peace. I believe it will be a blessing. It has much more detail about this message and much more to add to it for you to get into a position to have the peace of God that passes all understanding. I don't ever want to be like that actor who, when asked the question, what don't you have that you wish you had? And he said, I don't have peace. I don't want to be like that. I want to have the peace of God in my heart, the kind of peace that passes all understanding. I know you do too. Get this little book, Pursuit of Peace. Go to oralroberts.com/bookstore. Order your copy. It's free. I'll send it to you. And I pray and believe it will be a blessing in your life. Until I see you next time, this is Richard Roberts on Expect a Miracle podcast. God bless you, and I expect Him to do it. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Expect a Miracle. We hope you will share it with your friends, and we want to give you a free resource this week to help you. Request your copy of Pursuit of Peace as a free gift. Just go to oralroberts.com/bookstore. And if you need prayer, go to oralroberts.com/prayer or call the prayer group at 918-495-7777. We believe God wants you healed and whole in all areas of your life.